This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we continue our conversation with Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton as he talks about data centers across Kentucky and the impact they could have on agriculture.
We're still working on a farmland transition initiative and actually working some things on the federal level and maybe here on the state level to see if there's some things we can do with that. One subject that I hear a lot of right now is about data centers and where they're going to be placed and the energy they use, the water they use. We're going to have that discussion with our members, and we've talked about it at our district meetings now. Well, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of policy on it when it comes in. Hopefully, I want to go visit a data center somewhere. I hear a lot about it. I've been invited to go to one, so I want to take a chance and go see one for myself so that I know what I'm talking about when I talk about what a data center is.
There's a lot of misinformation. A lot of people don't really know what you're talking about. A lot of farmers. I ran into some farm folks this week, said, what is a data center? And I think you guys being able to explain that to them will help a lot.
It does. You know, it's we all love to use our phones. You're using one right now with me. And so, you know, they're important to us. They're important to us in our operations. And, you know, we all hear about cloud storage. And so that's where this information is housed. On prime farmland, I don't think that's the best place for it. Are there places where they can go and not affect us? Water usage, you know, my understanding is any new ones that come online now are closed loop systems to where the water is recirculated and only added to when it needs to be. Of course, the energy use in a data center. So all those things are out there. We're trying to educate ourselves and our members and just to see what this looks like and where they can be that won't be a problem for our members.
Our guest today, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.